where we facilitate, you know, different art workshops, and we address different, you know, everyday health issues, from depression, from anxiety, and how to manage stress. But the cool and interesting part of what we do is that we use different forms of art, whether it's music, poetry, painting, photography, as a way to engage and educate, you know, our participants.
So did you like what you've been doing so far?
Oh, I love it. I feel like it's been rewarding because I feel that I'm helping people. Like, I'm able to do what I love, you know, as far as art. But at the same time, I'm serving my community and I'm helping to educate them and, you know, I'm helping them to get in touch with their own creativity and self-expression. So I think that aspect of the job is the most fulfilling part.
Now, do you have any Lao patient?
I think there has been a couple of Laotian participants. The cool thing with our workshops is that they are free workshops and they're open to everyone. And that includes patients, you know, that includes staff members, like people who actually work at the hospitals, and then, you know, and also community members. So the workshops are free and they're open to everyone. They're open to all ages. And so, you know, we have our regular participants that come every week. And then, you know, we have people who like trickle in here and there, or whoever is inside the lobby, because with art in the lobby, we're actually, you know, creating space and we're actually facilitating the workshops in the lobby areas of the hospitals and the health centers. So, for example, if there's someone who is just, you know, sitting in the lobby area waiting for their appointment, then we're trying to get them to come and participate in our workshops. So we get people from different backgrounds, from different cultures, from different ages,